It's the Amos and Andy Christmas Show, brought to you by the 10,000 independent Rexall druggists. With Christmas just 2 days off, the Rexall Drug Company and the 10,000 independent Rexall druggists bring you the Amos and Andy Christmas Show. And now here they are transcribed with their Christmas cast, Jeff Alexander's orchestra and chorus, and radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy! Well, this is Sunday. Let's go back to yesterday morning. Andy is out with Amos's little girl, Arbidella, on their annual tour of the store windows.
Well, let's look in this window, Uncle Andy.
Yeah, they sure got a lot of toys in there, ain't they?
I've never seen so many toys. It's just like something you dream about.
Yeah. Hey, there's something cute there. There's a paint set. Look what it says there. Junior paint set, $12.95, complete with easel.
What's an easel, Uncle Andy?
Easel? It's one of them things, Well, all artists has got them. They can't do without them.
Oh, what do they use them for?
Well, they wears them on the head. Got a little tassel on them that keeps the head warm while they're painting. That's what they
do. Oh, Uncle Andy, you know everything, don't you?
Well, most everything. A couple of things might have slipped by me. I don't know.
Well, look, that's cute. What does that say?
That's a baby doll set complete with preambulator.
What's a preambulator, Uncle Andy?
Well, it's just like one of them measles, but it ain't got no tassel on it.
Oh, look, Uncle Andy. Here's what I've been waiting to see. See it there? The one in the corner. That big doll there.
Yeah, that sure is a pretty doll, Arbidella.
Yes, that's a talking doll. That's the one I wrote and asked Santa Claus to bring me. But Daddy said I wrote the letter too late. You see, I only wrote it 2 days ago.
Yeah, well, maybe your papa ain't got the money. I mean, that ain't giving Santa Claus much time. You gotta write him before that.
Oh, isn't she pretty, though, Uncle Andy? Daddy said Santa Claus would bring her to me next Christmas.
Oh, sure. You see, that'll give him more time.
We're having a good time today, ain't we, Uncle Andy? I like being out with you.
Yes, and I like being out with you, too, Arbidella. But there ain't no sense us standing outside this window eyeballing that doll all day. I guess we gotta get on home now.
Oh, Uncle Andy, couldn't I just look at the talking doll once more?
Oh, sure, Arbidella, go ahead.
That sure is a pretty dress she's got on.
Yeah.
But when Santa Claus brings her to me next year, I'm going to make her a lot more pretty dresses. Pink ones. I can hardly wait till next Christmas. It's only a year.
Oh, come in, King.
Well, Brother Andy, Merry Christmas. Greetings of the season. Say, what you doing stretched out in bed there?
Oh, I'm just laying down for a minute. I got a little woozy while I was out Christmas shopping with Arbidella.
Yeah, well, you don't look too good around the gills.
Don't I?
Yeah, you look a little like a flounder that's just been gaffed. Yeah, I got a little strenuous out Christmas shopping for all your dear friends and you want to remember special this time of the year.
Yeah, well, I don't know what's wrong with me. I took my temperature a few minutes ago, and the thermostat went up to 101.
101? That ain't good, Ender.
Well, did that mean I was sick?
Well, Ender, I don't want to alarm you or nothing, but I had a cat once that had a temperature of 101. The next thing I knew, she started foaming at the mouth. Then she dove through the dining room window, landed on the street, and climbed 40 feet up a 20-foot tree. And a half hour later, she had a litter of kittens, too.
Yeah, well, I don't think that I is that sick.
Well, Andrew, like I say, you probably wore yourself out with too much Christmas shopping. So I'm going to do you a big favor, boy.
Yeah.
Instead of having you come all the way up to my house with that big present that I know you done bought for me, I'll just take the thing with me now, save you the trip. See, Andrew, I always thinking of you. What kind of a pal would I be to let a sick man lug a great big box up to my house on Christmas Eve? Yeah, you've got to think of your friends on Christmas. It's the spirit of good cheer, peace on earth, and mistletoe and old apple.
Kingfish.
Yeah, this season, I kind of choke up, Andy. I was filled with the spirit of friendship and brotherly love.
Kingfish.
Oh, what is it, Andy, old pal?
I ain't got no present for you.
How would you like to have a punch in the mouth?
Listen, Kingfish, don't you say nothing to me. I give you that pen and pencil set last year, and you didn't give me nothing.
Yeah, well, then I can explain that to you. Now, wait a minute. I tell you what I've done now. I done bought you a box of fine cigars. Huh? You know, Corona Coronas. Hmm. And I wanted them to be perfect for you. Huh. And I thought I'd puff on one to see how they was. And the first one seemed to be a little too dry. So wherever I finished that one, I decided to puff on another one, and that one was too moist, you see. So I thought I'd try another one. Well, anyway, between the puffing and the drying and the moisting, why, the next thing I know, your Christmas went up in smoke, Andy.
Well, Kingfish, you see, it was all I could do to manage to scrape up something for Amos and his kids. I was too broke to get you anything this Christmas, Kingfish.
Yeah, well, Andy, I was just thinking now, if you want to go down to the friendly loan come down the corner, why, they'd be glad to let you have it.
Come in. Oh, hi, Lightning, hi.
Good morning, Brother Andy. How's you, Brother Kingfish?
Well, Lightning, glad you dropped by. I was just thinking about you. You know, you got to think of your friends at Christmas time. It's the spirit of good cheer, peace on earth, and this time of the year when the spirit of friendship and brotherly love spreads throughout the world.
Kingfish, if you don't get out of here, I'm going to punch you right in the nose. You hear that?
All right, all right. There certainly is a fine attitude to take at Christmas time. Goodbye to both of you bums.
Well, Lightning, I see you done wrapped up them presents for me like I asked you to.
Yes, I done wrapped each one of them separate.
Yeah, well, that's good. But wait a minute, Sheriff. How am I going to know which one is the crayons?
Well, that's simple, Miss Andy. You see, on the crayons there, I put a K.
Wait a minute. Lightning, don't you know that crayon starts with a C?
Yeah, I do.
Certainly. C-R-O-U-T-O-N-S, crayons.
You ain't giving away many presents this year, is you, Miss Andy?
No, I got a little something for Amos and Ruby. These toy soldiers I got for Amos Jr. is all right, but I don't know if Arbidella's going to like these crayons or not.
Sure she'll like them. And anyway, what do you know what she like and what she don't like, Miss Andy?
Well, there's the trouble, Lightning. I do know what she likes.
Well, it don't make no difference. You flat busted anyway.
Yeah, and that's what's troubling me. I was broke and... Say, Lightning, what time is it?
It's about 1 o'clock, Miss Andy.
1 o'clock? I'm just getting an idea here, Lightning. Let me get up here. I think I'm going to take a walk down to that department store on the corner.
Come in. Did you want to see me?
I guess so. Is you the gentleman to do the hiring for the department store?
That's right. My name is Simmons.
Yeah, well, I was wondering if you needed any extra sales help for this last-minute rush this afternoon. I would work hard.
Well, we did need extra help up until this morning. But I think we can get through the rest of the day with the salespeople we have.
Oh. Well, thank you just the same, Mr.
Say, wait just a minute.
Yes, sir.
Maybe you can help us.
What's that?
Well, one of our Santa Claus helpers was called home. His wife was taken ill suddenly, and, well, we could use somebody to take his place. Do you think you could do it?
Be Santa Claus's helper?
That's right.
Well, I ain't never done it before, and I don't, Sure, I can do it.
Fine. You go down and see Mr. Walker on the fourth floor. He'll give you your Santa Claus suit and whiskers. Then come back here, and I'll tell you just what you're supposed to do.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Brown, you look very well in that outfit.
Yes, sir.
I see you've got that pillow in there just right.
That ain't no pillow, that's me.
Well, I think you're going to make a fine Santa Claus, Mr. Brown. Now, you just put on these whiskers and hat, and you're all set.
Yes, sir. Now, what must I do, Mr. Simmons?
Well, you can get into the toy department right through the back door of my office here. The Santa Claus chair is right there.
Yes, sir. And I just sits there and talks to the children, huh?
That's right. You just have the children come up one at a time, and if you run into any difficulties of any kind, just call the floor walker.
Yes, sir. If I have any trouble, I'll call the floor walker.
Good luck, Santa. Right through that door there.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Well, there's the Santa Claus chair. A lot of children waiting already, too. Uh-oh, they done spotted me.
Hey, quiet, 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 kids, quiet.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. I better sit down here and get started. All right, Sonny. Ha, ha, ha. You is first. Come right up here and sit on Santa Claus's lap. Ha, ha, ha. That's the boy. Now, tell Santa Claus, what did you want for Christmas?
I want a Hop-Along Cassidy hat, a Hop-Along Cassidy shirt, Hop-Along Cassidy spurs, Hop-Along Cassidy belt, a Hop-Along Cassidy gun, Hop-Along Cassidy boots, and a Hop-Along Cassidy toothbrush.
Well, and tell me something, little fella. Just who is your favorite cowboy star?
Roy Rogers.
Hey, you is a nice little boy, you know it. What is your name?
Sammy Jackson.
Well, tell me something, Sammy. Has you been a good boy?
Yes.
I ought to know that without asking. You look like a smart little fella. I bet you were smart in school.
No, I ain't.
You ain't smart in school?
No, I ain't.
I bet you try hard, though, don't you?
No, I don't.
Well, you're going to try hard after you go back after the vacation, though, ain't you?
No, I ain't. I ain't never going to try hard because I hate school. And there ain't nothing you can do about it.
Oh, floor walker. Can you come over here, floor walker?
If I get everything I ask for, I'll try hard.
Never mind, floor walker. That's a good little boy, Sammy. You just hang up your stocking and everything gonna be all right.
Okay, thank you, Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Am I next?
Yeah, you is next. My, my. Say, you is a sweet little girl. Now, what can Santa do for a pretty little girl like you?
Mommy said when I came up here, I could sit on your lap.
Oh, sure, yeah. Let me lift you up here. There you is. You as light as a feather. What's your name, honey?
Patricia Washington.
That's a pretty name, too. And that's a pretty little coat you got on there.
My mother made it for me. She made my hat, too.
Well, Patricia, I suppose you come up to tell me what you want for Christmas.
No, Santa. I wrote you a letter about that. I just came up to visit with you.
Oh, well, that was nice of you, yeah.
I guess when you've been out delivering presents all Christmas Eve, when you get home, you must be awfully tired, Santa Claus.
Yeah, I guess I is pretty tired of that, yeah.
And I'll bet your little girl comes up to you and throws her arms around you like I do when my daddy comes home tired.
Well, no, honey, my little girl don't do that because, you see, I don't have no little girl. I live by myself.
All by yourself?
All by myself.
Then, just for today, I'll be your little girl. Here.
Oh, thank you, honey. Thank you very much. Why,
Santa Claus, didn't you like it having a little girl hug and kiss you? I noticed there's a tear running down your cheek.
Oh, no, honey. I like that more than I can ever tell you. But don't you pay no attention to that tear. It's just that at Christmas time, your eye is liable to do funny things to you. And I'll tell you something else, too. Santa is really going to come to your house this year. All right, who's next?
I'm next.
Come right up, Sonny. What's your name?
Jonathan Waldorf Curtis Higgins, the third.
Yeah, well, I'll just call you Johnny. Now, what do you want for Christmas, Johnny?
Wait a minute. Before I tell you, are you the real Santa Claus?
Well, I have Santa Claus's helper.
Well, I guess that's okay. But I don't like doing business with no middlemen.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. You know, talking to me is just like talking to Santa himself. I got the sleigh and the reindeers and everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, all right, then. Just what are the reindeer's names?
You want to know the reindeer's names?
Well, if you're Santa Claus' helper, you ought to know the names.
Yeah, well, there is Donner, Blitzen, Thunder, Prancer, and Stinkin', Blinkin', and Nod. Now, what you want for Christmas, Johnny?
I want an electric train, I want a bicycle, and I want a model airplane with a real gasoline engine.
Yeah, well, that's all pretty expensive stuff, but I don't know if you're going to get all of that.
Oh, you don't, huh?
No.
Say, lean over here a minute.
Yes, sir. I mean, what you want?
Now, listen, Bud. Do I get that stuff, or do I have to punch you in the nose in front of all these kids?
Oh, Floorwalker! well, Sonny...
You see this fist?
Never mind, Floorwalker. Okay, you'll get the stuff.
I'd better.
Yeah, all right, all right. Who's next?
I am Santa Claus.
Oh, step right up, Sonny.
Yes, sir.
And what's your name?
William Smith.
Yeah, well, William, I suppose a big fella like you want a cowboy suit for Christmas, too, huh?
Nope.
Electric trains?
Nope.
Bicycle?
Nope.
Pair of boxing gloves?
Nope.
Well, tell me, William, what would you like?
A baby sister.
You want a baby sister?
Yes, how can I get one?
Oh, Floorwalker.
Well, you look a little worn out, Mr. Brown.
Oh, yeah, I was a little tired. I never talked to so many kids in all my life. Gee, they is cute, though.
You did very well. All the children seemed very happy, and the parents were just standing there beaming.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, sir.
We certainly appreciated having you here this afternoon.
Yes, sir. Well, I enjoyed it, too. And, of course, like I told you when I made the deal with you, I done it for a special reason.
Yes. And here it is, Mr. Brown. I had the stock boy take it out of the window. The talking doll.
This traditional Amos and Andy Christmas show is coming to you with the best wishes of the 10,000 independent Rexall druggists everywhere. It is our way of saying Merry Christmas to you all.
Well, that brings us up to this evening, which is Christmas Eve. Andy, with his arms full of presents, has come up to Amos's apartment.
Well, come in, Andy. Merry Christmas, boy.
Say, Amos, is the kids around?
Oh, no, it is. All in bed. Arbidella's the last one. She just went to bed a few minutes ago.
Yeah, well, I didn't want none of the kids to see me come in with these packages. Let me put them down here under the tree.
Oh, gee, you got a lot of stuff to Andy. Look like you didn't forget nobody.
Yeah. Where's Ruby?
Well, she and her mama went to church for Christmas Eve services, and I kind of babysitting with the children tonight.
Well, I got a present here for you, Amos.
Oh, thank you, Andy.
And here's something for your wife, Ruby, and here's something for her mama. And I got a box of them toy soldiers here for Junior.
Oh, that's wonderful. What you got in that big box, then?
Oh, that. Well, that's a special gift, Amos. That's for Arbidella.
Arbidella?
Yeah, I didn't put no card on it, so just tell her that this is from Santa Claus.
Oh, well, Annie, you sure is wonderful to the kids, not only on Christmas, but all the time, boy.
Well, you know, Amos, I ain't never had none of my own, so I guess the next best thing is kind of being Uncle Andy to all of yours.
Yeah, where you headed for now, Andy?
Well, I'm going to spend Christmas Eve with the Kingfish. We're putting on a little dinner party. We done bought a 12-pound turkey.
Oh, that's nice. How many is your hair going to be here?
Just me and him. Oh, yeah. Well, Amos, I'll be running along and wish everybody a Merry Christmas for
well,
me.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, too, Andy. I'm going back with Arbidella now and see she's asleep. You know how kids is on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, well, so long, Amos.
Thanks again, Andy, and see you tomorrow. Merry Christmas. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him, Lord. Well, Arbidella, look at you. I thought you'd be sound asleep by now, and there you were sitting up in bed.
Oh, Daddy, I'm so excited. I don't think I can sleep tonight.
Yeah, well, honey, everybody's got to sleep tonight. Just because Santa's coming in the morning, why, you can't stay awake all night. He won't come if people stay awake.
How long before he'll be here, Daddy?
Well, I tell you, you put your head down on the pillow and go to sleep. Now, and if you will sleep, it'll only seem like 1 minute before Santa will be here.
Oh, all right, Daddy. I'll try. I certainly am excited, though, Daddy.
Well, I guess all little kids is excited tonight.
Daddy, can I turn on the little radio before I go to sleep?
Well, just for a minute or two. I'll snap it on for you. There you are. Now let it warm up for a few seconds. We don't want to wake up your little brother and Amos Andra.
Oh, music never wakes them up, Daddy.
Well, let me straighten your covers out a little bit. Is you said your prayers?
Mommy heard my prayers before she went out, Daddy.
The Christmas choir continues with the Lord's Prayer.
Well, now get under the covers, honey.
Daddy, could you get some Christmas music on the radio?
Why, darling, this is the very best Christmas music you could get. They're going to sing the Lord's Prayer.
Oh, I've been saying the Lord's Prayer with Mommy. She's been teaching it to me.
Yes, I know she is.
What does the Lord's Prayer mean, Daddy?
Well, it means an awful lot. And with the world like it is today, it seems to have a bigger meaning than ever before.
But what does the Lord's Prayer really mean, Daddy?
The Lord's Prayer? Well, darling, I'll explain it to you.
Oh, will you, Daddy?
Yeah, now you lay down and you listen.
All right.
Now, the first line of the Lord's Prayer is this. Our Father, which art in heaven. Now, that means Father of all that is good, where no wrong can ever dwell. And then it says, hallowed be thy name. Now, that means, darling, that we should love and respect all that is good. And then it says after that, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now that means, darling, as we clean our hearts of all hate and selfishness and fill our hearts with the love, the good, the true, and the beautiful, then earth, where we are now, will be just like heaven.
That would be wonderful, Daddy.
Then it says, give us this day our daily bread. Now that means to feed our hearts and minds with kindness, with love, and with courage, which will make us strong for our daily task. And then after that, the next line of the Lord's Prayer is, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Do you remember the golden rule?
Yes, Daddy.
Well, that means that we must keep the golden rule and do unto others as we would want them to do unto us. And then it says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now that means, my darling, to ask God to help us do and to see and to think right, so that we will neither be led or tempted by anything that is bad. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now that means, darling, that all the world and everything in it belongs to God's kingdom. Everything. Your mommy, your daddy, your little brother, your sister, your grandma, you and everybody. And as we know that and act as if we know it, that, my darling daughter, is the real spirit of Christmas.
That's good, Daddy.
Well, now I guess I ought to cut off the radio and let you go to sleep.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, sweetheart.
Daddy, will you leave the little radio on while I go to sleep?
All right, I'll leave it on, and you can listen to some Christmas music.
Oh. what you gonna name it?
Christmas, my darling.
This is Freeman Gosden, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight I have been chosen to do a job I'm certainly going to enjoy. Everyone connected with our show, the sponsor, my partner Charles Carell, all the wonderful members of our company, Jeff Alexander and his boys in the orchestra, our writers, your Rexall family druggist, your announcer Harlow Wilcox, yes, everybody has asked me to wish you, in their name, the merriest Christmas ever. So for the 10,000 independent Rexall druggists, the Rexall Drug Company, and all of us here behind the mic, here's wishing you the best Christmas you've ever known. God bless you all.
The Amos and Andy Show is transcribed over the CBS Radio Network.